Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Para sa iba pang magagandang kwento sa inyong wika, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Makakasama natin sa buong programa si Ronald Manila at ang ating mga bisita na mga nagagandahang dilag. Mga kandidata para sa Miss Philippines Australia 2017. Pakilala natin sila, Ronald. Magandang umaga sa iyo at sa inyong lahat dyan.
Magandang umaga sa iyo, Annaline, at tama sinabi mo, makakasama natin ang mga kandidata ng 2017 Miss Philippines Australia. No? Anim ang nasa studio ngayon at mamaya ang dalawa makakasama natin mula sa Queensland sa tinig na lang. No? At isa ay humingi ng paumanin at may sakit. At maya-maya po, pwede ninyong buksan ang inyong Facebook account sa ating mga tagapakinig na sumusunod sa ating Facebook, SBS Filipino. Maglalive po tayo. Maya-maya po, ibubuksan po natin yung ating account. Annaline, bago tayo pa magpatuloy, at siyempre, kikilalanin natin mabuti ating mga babae. Ito, papakilala muna natin sila isa-isa. Pagsasalitain muna natin isa-isa. Ang edad mula 17 to 25, paano bang gusto nyo in order? Katabi ko o yung from youngest to oldest o oldest to youngest ang babae sa atin?
By example.
Wala natin. O, yung pinaka bata muna si Daniel. Daniel Sanz. Yes, Daniel. Yes, Daniel.
Magandang araw sa inyong lahat. Ako si Daniel Sen, 17 years of age, from Maryland, New South Wales.
Yan. Tapos naman si Kimberly o si Kim. Kim Street. No?
Hi.
Ah, si Kimberly. Yes, Kimberly.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kimberly Street, 19 years old, from Sydney, New South Wales.
Okay. You don't speak Filipino, no, Kimberly, no? But you can understand?
Yes, a tiny bit. Yeah.
Okay, a little tiny bit lang daw. Okay. Tapos ni patanda to na patanda, no? Medyo nabubulgal kayo edad niya. Pero di naman nakakaya, yung mga bata pa rin naman to. So 17, 19. Ang susunod natin, 21 years old. Kim din to. Oh, tawagin natin siya si Kim. Iba yung ngiti nito eh. Ito yung magandang ngiti eh.
Thank you. Magandang umaga sa inyong lahat. My name is Kimberly Shira Alcaraz. I'm 21 years old and I'm from Sydney, New South Wales as well.
Puro naman kayo dati kasi. Be more specific kung saan kayong suburb na lang. Sa eastern side ba? Or...
Western side.
Okay.
Yes.
Si Carissa. Nasa si Carissa. Yeah, si Carissa. Yeah. Yes, Carissa.
Magandang umaga po. My name is Carissa Gallica and I'm 22 years old. I live in Lilyfield, which is in the inner west of Sydney.
Oh, malapit lang to. Dito lang to. Lilyfield, yes. Na somewhere here. Okay.
Close.
22 years old. So, si Kimberly o si Carissa. Si Joanne. Ito nakikita ko natin si Joanne. Nakasama
yes.
ko natin dati. Yes, Joanne.
Hi, guys. My name is Joanne Jimenez-Malin.
Bakit guys lang yung binabati mo?
Oh, hello, everyone. Hello. Mabuhay, Sydney.
Yes, Joanne.
Hi. My name is Joanne Jimenez-Malin. I'm 24 years of age, from Strathfield, New South Wales.
Okay. And last but not the least, si China ba? China.
China po.
China. Yes, China.
Yes. Hi, Tito. Mabuhay. Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. My name is China Palace. I'm 25 years old and I'm from the southern part of Sydney, which is Kogra. But I just moved here last year. Yeah.
So, bago to. Itong pinakabago nito si China. At mamaya makakasama natin ang dalawa pa mula sa Queensland. And these are, kasama rin natin si Hani. Si Hani ang pinaka-coordinator. Hani, who are the other two candidates?
Hello, everybody.
Oops, yep.
So, yeah, I'm just here.
Yes, Hani, yes.
Yep. So, we have a few candidates that weren't able to make it here today. Two are from Queensland. That's Mary Velarez and Charlene Christie.
Okay, and the other one who is... Unfortunately,
and the one that could not attend today, her name is Julianne.
Julianne. I hope Julianne. What was the other two?
Julianne, Mary, and Charlene.
And Charlene are listening to us, and yes. Hopefully we can interview them later on. No?
I think Ronald, makakasama natin via phone si Mary Villares at Charlene Christie later on sa interview proper.
Ah, yun po, from Queensland. No? Mm-hmm. Okay. In the meantime, po ito po at mamaya interviewin po natin sila ng mabuti.
At muli tayo nagbabalik at makakasama natin muli ang mga kandidata ng Miss Philippines Australia 2017 sa panayam ni Ronald Manila. Magandang umagang muli sa inyong lahat.
Magandang-magandang umaga muli sa iyo, Annaline, at magandang-magandang umaga po muli sa ating lahat na mga tagapakinig. Tama po yan, no? Kanina pa natin kasama dito ang mga kandidato para sa 2017 Miss Philippine Australian. At sa puntong ito, Annaline, gusto din natin makasama ang iba pang o dalawa pang kalahok mula sa Queensland. Nandiyan na ba sila sa linya para pakilalain sa linya? Annaline, nasa line na sila, yung dalawang taga-Queensland?
Oo, Ronald, kasama natin si Mary Villares at si Charlene Christie. At narito sila sa telepono.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning, girls. Are they together on different lines?
Hello.
Oh, one at a time. So who's speaking at the moment?
Charlene, you can go.
Yeah, Charlene, yes.
Charlene. Hello.
Hello, Charlene. Yes, where is Charlene from? Which part of Queensland?
I originally grew up in Noosa, but currently living in Brisbane.
In Brisbane. And the other lady, Mary Ann, Mary?
Mary Paul.
Yeah, Mary. Yes, Mary. Is Mary is taga Brisbane then or from?
Yes. Yes, I'm from North Brisbane.
North Queensland. Prior to, yes. Do you know each other? Have you met before or no? Over the phone lang to?
No, we didn't know each other.
We met each other at the press conference and right before the gala night.
Yes. And so what are the reasons why are you joining this competition, si Mary?
Sorry, did you say me?
Yeah, Mary muna, then Charlene, yeah.
Yeah, so I joined Miss Philippines Australia. Well, simply because it was a really great opportunity to help my fellow Filipino community. And it was also an opportunity for me to lead as an example to other younger women to be able to assist.
Yes, and about you, Charlie?
Yeah, I joined Miss Philippines Australia because I'm passionate about my Filipino culture as well as my Australian. I saw it as an amazing opportunity to make a difference in their lives, and I just thought, yeah, I'd love to be on board and be a part of it.
That's nice. So your age group, I suppose you're also between 17 and 25, just like these other girls here in the studio. Sino ba mas bata? So how young is Mary?
I'm 24 years old.
And Charlene?
I'm 22 years old.
22. So what will happen? When will you come down here during the, coronation or some other days you'll be here to be presented sa public? Anong mangyayari?
Yeah, and I were actually thinking of coming down a week earlier prior to the coronation night to just prepare and get ready and even see the girls.
Yes. Yes, the other girl, Mary.
Yeah. So we, Charlene and I have been planning to go together a week earlier before the coronation night.
Okay, and are you looking forward to coming here now? Excited na ba kayo to be with these girls again?
Oh boy, we're very excited. We're counting down.
And in case, well, of course, there will only be one winner. So paano yun? How can you represent the community if you're from Queensland? Any of you? Mary or Charlene?
Oh, God.
Yeah. What if you will be crowned the Miss Charity Queen or Miss Philippine Australian? So how do you think can you represent the community? So you have to come here every now and then, or what do you think will happen?
Yeah, I think being able to represent the community in the Filipino community, it'd be amazing just to give back to those who are in need, both in Australia and in the Philippines. And this is what this pageant's all about. It's beauty with the mission to give back. And I love that, and I love being a part of that. So being able to even do that, both in my hometown in Australia as well as the Philippines,
would be
such an amazing opportunity.
Yes, and the other one?
Yeah, so I think that it would be a really great opportunity. I would definitely try, if I did receive that opportunity, I'd try and use my voice as much as I can to be able to help the community and you know, assist in events and things like that in Brisbane, or if I'm required to go to Sydney or also in the Philippines.
Yes, okay. Girls, before we let you off the air, we will request you now, as again, we will request you to do a mini video, okay, explaining to us why did you join the competition or why will you be a good role model for the young people. So we will going to post this on our website and Facebook. Is that all right with you, girls?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
And thank you very much. And looking forward to seeing you here in Sydney come October 2. Thanks, Mary. Yeah. Thanks, Charlene. Thank you. Yeah, they're gone. They're gone. Thanks.
Oh, so
yes, all right.
You know, together. They sound
the and
same.
And before we continue, where's Honey left? Honey. Oh, Honey's here. Yes.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, so Honey here is the coordinator of the competition, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, Honey, what are on stake for this competition? Since you know, who will be crowned for this? Is it similar as in the past, Miss?
Yes.
Australian
yes,
and
very similar. So would you like to know about like the areas
yes,
of competition
yes,
and all that
please.
Type of stuff? So for those of you that don't know, the ladies here are the finalists for the Miss Philippines Australia, Miss Charity Queen Australia 2017 pageant. It's the 28th year of running. And
28th year. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
So it's actually been running since 1989. So that's actually...
Is there a sort of annual reunion among winners? Every now and then reunion.
Yeah, no. The greatest thing about the pageant is that there's a high level of camaraderie and friendship from the finalists after the pageant.
Yep.
And we really like to ensure that the past candidates and the past finalists basically are still immersed in the community and they still, you know, participate in that way. And it's the main attraction for the Grand Philippine Fiesta Cultura, which is actually on October 2nd, the long weekend.
Okay.
So the girls will be competing for two titles. So that's Miss Philippines Australia and Miss Charity Queen Australia 2017. And the areas of competition that are being judged are Filipiniana, which is 25%.
That's the national costume of Filipinas.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's actually...
So they have to wear that on the gala night, on the coronation night.
Yes,
and
yes.
They have to, okay.
So that's usually the opening number and the girls are... So it's 25%. The next segment is swimsuit, which is 30%. Very exciting. And evening gown, also 30%. And the last segment, which is interview, which is beauty with brains and 15%.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So these appearances, sa mga media appearances, all prior to the competition, they don't count.
So basically, the appearances for example, radio or any other interviews that we have are great opportunity for the finalists to have good PR and
good
be
PR.
Able to practice for when they actually win the pageant.
Okay.
Because afterwards, of course, they're going to be doing a lot of appearances as the reigning queens.
Yes.
And so they, yeah, it's really
and
good exposure for them.
To develop their confidence. So
absolutely,
bata,
yes,
no?
Yes.
No? They're still young. No?
And of course, because this is a charity event, it also is a platform for them to be able to really... engage with the community, encourage them to support them and to really raise those funds and raise awareness for the pageants and the charities that we support.
So the charity queen is the one who will get, who will sell out, sell more tickets or just like that?
The winner of the charity, Miss Charity Queen Australia title is the person who is able to basically raise the most funds in order to support the charities that we have.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. And kasama rin po natin sa studio ngayong araw na ito, tatlo sa mga magulang na mga ito. At siguro yung isa sa mga sa kanila, tatanungin natin, no? Interviewin natin, no? Kung sinong mga gusto magsalita sa tatlo. Very anxious sila eh. Mas anxious pa sila kaysa sa mga contestant. Okay? Now, we'll ask each of them, why did you join the competition? May mga experience na ba dito iba na joining competition prior to this? O puro ba gito ito sa...
Sorry, China.
But tinuro mo kagad yung pinaka-most senior?
Yes, Tito Ronald. Hindi po talaga, actually. I have only done small time ones in my university.
Yes.
So I guess this is my big one.
Pero beauty, ano talaga, how would I say that?
Beauty and brain.
Hindi, I would say that, more than that. Talagang, she's tall, she's very slim, she's got a quality, a trait of a beauty queen, in other words.
No? Thank you po, Tito.
Pero
but just like
dito, no?
Every other girl.
Pero bago ka lang dito, no?
Opo, bago lang po ako. I moved here last year. I'm fresh from the Philippines, specifically.
And you're working already?
Yes, full-time work for a luxury brand in the city.
Okay, that's a luxury brand. So, may prior experience ka, sabi mo, small-time, ano lang, university
pageant. Opo.
Yung iba pa, meron pa? May iba pang experience na?
Not as big as this
but,
one.
Yeah, so, what are the reasons why you joined this competition? Isa-isa natin si Kim. Ito si Kim, ang ganda ng ngiti eh. Meron ba kayo Mrs. Smile? I will nominate this girl.
Oh, thank you.
So, sorry, ha? Sorry about the other girls.
Oh, Tito, you put me on the spot now. Yeah.
You are on the spot.
Oh, okay. Yung ano, Tito, napaano ako. I was not into beauty pageants at all. But I used to model before, okay. Right? I used to model. Opo, ano lang mga for clothes, mga ganun. Tapos, na-realize ko, parang hindi siya para sa akin, right? And then, after, not long ago, so a week before the actual rehearsal, one of the coordinator of the Miss Philippines Australia came up to my mom and asked if I could join. So, parang, naano na rin ako na I think I should do it. It's the best experience. And they all tell me, even if I don't win, it's a pleasure of being part of it. And the experience of it to explore, and you're being exposed to a lot of things, like being with the community, being with the girls, having that relationship with everyone else, you know, that sort of connections. And also it's a great thing to actually be part of a charity and be able to help to other people.
And do you have a scout who look for girls or possible contestants moving around Sydney and all?
Yes, actually, so we have a number of pageant committee members who are always aware and always looking out, and there's always opportunity for us to...
So it's always by invitation?
Not necessarily. So basically, we have an application process, and so most of the candidates come through that process. And
but they should be nominated. They will be nominated.
Yeah. So some.
Or you can do it on your own.
But some people are brought forward by their own organizations and nominated that way. Yeah.
But it's already a privilege, no? Having been chosen as one of the finalists.
Oh, definitely.
No?
Yeah. Even if you don't win, but just being nominated is such a big pleasure.
Okay, that's good. And Carissa, what's the reason why you joined this? Introduce yourself and look at the camera there on our Facebook account.
The reason I decided to join the pageant, it's probably because of my tita. She joined the pageant quite a few years ago. She won the Charity Queen, I think it was in 1992.
Yeah.
She would have been the third winner.
Yeah.
So who is your tita? Is she still active in the community?
Not as much anymore. She was more active before. Her name's Marites Oliva.
Okay.
Yeah. I also went on a medical mission in 2013. In the Philippines, and that really opened my eyes. And I feel like this is a platform for me to give back again to the community in the Philippines, and it's really what I wanted to do. Just give back to the community, raise the funds. I think that's the main purpose that I'm in the pageant, just to raise money and give back to the Filipino community.
Okay, thank you. And si Kim Laman, Kimberly Street.
Hello everyone. The reason why I joined this year's pageant was not only for the amazing experience, but also to be a positive role model, I think, like in the Filipino and Australian community, to use my voice like as a platform to raise awareness about social issues in the world and do my best to make a difference. Of course, grow as well as a person through this journey, and also meet all these beautiful ladies with me and, of course, have fun.
Yes, nice. And Jawan, huli natin yung youngest natin. Si Daniel, don't put too much pressure on him. Yes, Jawan.
Hi, guys. Where do I look? This way?
Just
that way?
Okay,
that way. Hi, my name...
Gusto mo lapit ka pa pa.
Hi, guys. My name is Joanne Jimenez-Malene. I joined this pageant because charity is something that I've always done behind the scenes, and it's something that I've been always passionate about. It's nothing that I've really opened up to people. Like, I've always done it ever since I've earned my first dollar, really. So I guess it's a good platform to be a good inspiration to others to also do the same, because it's such a rewarding experience. And the feeling that you get knowing that you've helped someone, it's amazing and it's indescribable. So it's a good cause.
Okay. And our youngest, Daniel Sands. Yes, Daniel. Yes.
Magandang araw sa inyong lahat.
Tama si Daniel ng Tagalog. Hindi mo na mag-Tagalog yan. Yes, Daniel.
I am 17 years of age. Despite, you know, living here in Australia, I was born and raised in the Philippines. You know, living in the Philippines, I've witnessed and I've also witness the unfortunate of the unfortunate, studying in the Philippines and also living in the Filipino cultural values as well. It made me feel like, you know, if I live here in such a wonderful country, I could use that and also help the community that I lived in and that I've grown up in. And so that opened really my opened myself and, you know, use my my youth, you know, to let everyone know that's young, can do something, can make a change, can, despite, you know, they're young, they can do and make a difference. And I think as a young person, I really want to do that. And I want to tell everyone that, you know, they have a mind, they have a mindset, and they can make a change, be positive, help the people, help make sure your heritage is within you and your culture, because that's what makes you who you are. That makes what you.
Thank you. Yes, you know, Daniel, the winning piece now. And last, from the youngest to the eldest.
Oh, yes.
China.
Oh, that's
your eldest.
Okay. I'm really proud to say that I'm 25 years old as well. I think it comes with good experience and knowledge as well. But anyway, I would like to share, yes, why I joined the competition. It is my passion and my purpose in life, actually, to be able to contribute to the good change of this world. I've done so many community work, and since I've moved here, I've missed doing it. That's why I asked for the advice of people like, what can I do? Where can I go? I miss serving. But the thing is, as I was like looking at on the internet where I can do community work, for me, it's still the Philippines who needs our help the most. I've just, you know, I graduated in University of the Philippines. Of course, we were exposed in the most rural areas and the local communities. And I love to target those people because they're the smartest people, you know, and you just need them to teach. You need to teach them skills in order to uplift their status in life. But apart from that, there's so many beauty pageants. But what makes this pageant stand out for me is that we are able to promote our Filipino culture, our Filipino values in an Australia country, in a beautiful country that we all live in. So it's a standout beauty pageant for me. That's why I chose to join this competition, yeah. Miss Philippines Australia.
Another delivery of a winning piece.
Yeah!
Yeah, magandang umaga po muna sa inyo. At kasama po natin ngayon nga ang ating mga contestants, Miss Philippines Australia 2017 dito po sa studio. Meron po mga magugulong na kasama sila, pero naiyayatang magsalita eh. Meron bang gusto magsalita dyan? Si Marilu, si Janice, or si Joyce? Yeah, come on, your yes, ito. May isa tayong, isang ano lang, tatanungin natin, ang yes. Pakilala kayo muna, yes. Si Joyce ba ito? Si Janice? Si Marilu? Yeah, si Marilu. Ang siya yung mom ni Daniel.
Ayan.
Yeah, pinakabata ito. Yes, Marilu. Yes, yeah.
Ano ka ba? Magandang umaga po sa lahat ng mga nakikinig sa ating radio station, SBS, dito po sa Sydney. Nandito po kami ngayon sa interview ng mga kandidata.
Yes.
Sa Miss Philippine Australia and Charity Queen 2017. Ako po ang isa sa mga gulang ng isang kandidata na sumusuporta, na sana'y maging successful ang ganitong endeavors sa ng ating community dito sa Australia.
Marilu, ano ka ba? More than anything, excited ka ba sa competition o nilinervous ka? Bukan nilinervous ka pag sasalita pala sa studio. Excited o nervous? Anong...
Actually, excited ako kasi yes. First time ng anak ko na maki-join sa ganitong competition.
Lagi mo ba siya sinasama sa mga function?
I always supported my daughter kasi doon lang ako parang suporta bilang anak sa ganitong klaseng magandang activities na basta para sa ating you know, para makilala ang ating yes. heritage.
When you find out that she was to join this competition, did you discourage her or encourage her?
Actually, I encourage her. Sabi ko, sige, suporta ako diyan.
Ah, that's good.
Go ako.
Ilan ba to? Isa lang to si Daniel o meron pa?
Actually, I've got four.
Yung mga iba, babae rin o lalaki?
I've got 3 and 1 boy.
Mas bata rito o mas matanda?
Meron isang mas matanda sa kanya at saka may isang the youngest.
Yung youngest, piniprepare mo na rin ba for something like this?
Pwede siya. Kaya lang kailangan mag-start.
Ano na ito, marami itong sabi na, yeah, she wants to talk.
She's currently enjoying her life as a child, so she wants to eat and eat. For now.
Okay, ito, honestly, karamihan ng mga magulang na they want their kids to join competitions like this, mga beauty contests, because they want them to become actress, lalo-lalo sa Pilipinas. Mm. Do you have the same view? Na gusto mo mag-artista tong anak mo sa Pilipinas?
I can support whatever she wanted to be. Yeah, meron siyang dream to become an, you know, an actress.
Yeah, may dream ka. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Balik tayo dito. Okay, thank you. Maraming salamat.
Maraming salamat, and good luck sa lahat.
Yan po. Nahiyang magsalita yung ibang ina si Janice at saka si Joyce. Bali, next time. Okay, balik tayo dito sa... So, lahat kayo ba gusto mag-artista pagka-laki ninyo? Or what, who wants to become, lalo sa Pilipinas? Wala? Ito si ano, wala. Ngiti lang na ngiti. Ha?
Actually.
Yes, Daniel.
Actually, one of my main dreams is actually to become a nurse in the Defense Force. Wow. So I want to become a nurse in the Defense Force so I can also travel the world and also witness what it feels like, you know, fighting for our country and helping the, of course, the soldiers.
Makabayan pala to, ha?
Because I wanted to become a nurse, my whole family works in the health,
that's good.
Health field, the medical field. My sister's a nurse.
So, walang balak mag-artista by accident?
You never know. Whatever happens, you just go by faith.
Okay. Yes, that's
iba
the
dyan.
One.
Okay na? Walang balak mag-artista na? Wala. Tahimik na sila.
Whatever happens.
So, that's good. Sinimulan ni Daniel. Okay, medyo serious talk tayo. Kumpletahin nyo itong mga salita, ha? Bago tayo, 5 minutes na, bago tayo matapos, ha? I'll give you words or several words, tapos kumpletuhin niyo lang, ha? Sino kayang unang magsalita dito? Oh. Prince William and Princess Kate. Ano masasabi mo?
Perfect couple.
It's a perfect couple.
Yes. Powerful leaders.
Powerful leaders.
Match made.
Okay.
Lovebirds. Obviously.
Both people we can take inspiration from.
Yes, Joanne.
The epitome of a true love.
Mark?
Ganda pa yung boses niya.
Love song dedication.
Bruno Mars, Joanne?
Bruno Mars, my hero.
Your hero. Yes, Bruno Mars.
Oh, Bruno Mars Versace on the floor.
Witty.
Work.
I know.
Yes, Daniel, Bruno Mars.
Treasure.
Yes, Kimberly.
Makes you want to dance. Just get up and dance.
And you, Carissa?
Bruno Mars is my tito.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I was like, hello.
I hope to be my future husband.
Yeah. You have to show that.
I'm excited for the concert too.
I'm so excited.
Gonna be so good.
You're gonna call her Tita.
Yeah, my new Tita.
Okay, among you girls, sino sa tingin niyo ang a person who would best symbolize Australia? Isip.
And what was the question again? Among us.
No, among mga personalities sa Australia, who do you think should best represent Australia? Nicole Kidman ba o sino man man? Yung mga among personalities lang, mga celebrities, who do you think should best represent Australia?
I think Guy Sebastian. I don't know, that's a bit weird because, like, he is the first Australian Idol winner. And I believe that even though he's from Malaysia, I think, Singaporean, he still has strong Australian roots. And, you know, he's really good. And what's that other girl?
Jessica Malfoy.
She's amazing and she's done so well as well. She's been...
David Jones.
Yeah,
yes. Daniel.
I think Ando is one of the most inspirational refugee that came to Australia, and he really put his culture and the Australian culture together. And I think he's one of the most inspirational men living here in Australia as a refugee. And I really, you know, love him. Not love him. like really look up to him.
Admire him. And he's funny. And yeah, he's funny. Hilarious.
Yes, Carissa.
There's so many different leaders in Australia that represent Australia. We've got famous prime ministers, famous actors. There's just so many people, and they bring so many different qualities. So it's hard to choose just one for me.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's good. Tatawo sa tayo in less 3 minutes before we end up with this program. Yes, announcement daw. Yes, announcement muna.
So we have actually confirmed the talent for the event during the Fiesta Cultura. And we're proud to announce that we've got the 2015 X Factor Australia winner, Cyrus Villanueva.
Oh!
Bogey!
He will serenade you, huh? Yeah. Lucky you girls, huh?
And further to that, we have some more exciting news, and it is... So I've just received the news that Miss Philippines Australia will be actually sending a finalist for the 2018 Miss World Philippines pageant.
Wow! That's good.
Yeah. Wow. So it's not necessarily the winner of the pageant.
Not necessarily the winner.
Yeah, so it, basically the finalist that we choose is going to be chosen by the National Pageant Director of Miss Philippines Australia World, and it's based on specific criteria.
Wow.
So you never know who it is.
Oh, yes. So it opens a lot of opportunities.
And the national pageant will be held in the Philippines in September 2017, but more info to come afterwards.
Okay.
Sorry, 2018.
Okay, bago tayo maubusan ng oras, thank you for your appearance. Pero bago tayo in one word, bakit sa tingin nyo you need to win the crown? Yes, from Kimberly, why? What's the reason you should be crowned Miss Philippines Australia?
Because I'd like to give back to the community.
Yes, Carissa.
I'd like to be an advocate for helping other people and raising funds and charity.
Yes, Kimberly.
Positive role model.
Yes, Daniel.
Diversity. I think multicultural is one of a kind, and that is one diversity.
Yes, Joanne.
For the people.
Huh?
For the people.
For the people. And China.
One word? Change.
Nakandutiyatiya tayo ito. Change is coming. So sa puntong yan, siguro panahon na para magpapaalam. At maraming salamat sa mga magulang na took their time para pa makasama mga kanilang mga anak. Kay Honey at behind the scenes, si Francis.
Hello,
yeah, si Francis po lagi tumutulong sa atin dito. At thank you sa inyo girls for joining us in the studio. At sa ngalan po ng ating mga kasamahan na bumubuo ng programang Filipino ng Radyo SBS, ako po muli si Ronald Manila, nagpapaalam sa inyo at bumabati ng magandang umaga.
Pakinggan ang iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.